I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. First item on the agenda tonight, the board will appoint the fire chief based on her vote recommendation of the Candia Volunteer Firefighters Association. Mrs. Young, did you think you want to recuse yourself or do you want to participate?
Whatever you think is...
I don't think this...
We'll see if it's a tie.
All right, we have a letter here from the president of the Candia Volunteer Firefighters Association. Ladies and gentlemen, at the meeting held this date, the members of the Candia Volunteer Fire Department voted to submit the name of Dean Young for appointment as fire chief for a 3-year period beginning April 1st, 2017. Is there a motion to...
I will so move.
And I will second.
Motion is made, seconded.
And I just would like to maybe move it so Dean can't go see a basketball game.
No.
I think this is, I'm very happy about it. And I don't have anything to...
Motion made, second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Dean, congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you got to say for yourself?
He just wants to know.
Oh, I know.
You're starting on your third term now, Dean?
I'm in my 8th year now, yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But glad to help.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You do a lot. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next item, the board to discuss the Block 5 IT contract. This was brought up at our meeting last week and there was some misunderstanding. I assumed the board wanted somebody from the Board of Selectmen to answer some questions and kind of negotiate better terms with Block 5 and bring a revised contract back for approval. But it turns out there's some misunderstanding on whether that was our intent at the last meeting. I enlisted the aid of a lady who's a volunteer firefighter, Arlen Acevedo, who's a kind of in the technical business, and she brought a friend of hers to the meeting in the selectman's office, who's a systems administrator. They looked over the contract and they affirmed that we're getting they're charging us a fair price for the services. We had a few questions that we had asked, and Block 5 was able to answer them. They sent us a revised contract, same amount as they proposed to charge us for 2017, but they deleted any reference to the out years, to 2018 and 19. We're going to negotiate that as it comes up in each one of those years. So we have a contract here. If you want to authorize its approval, or if you want to go back and ask these people more questions, how does this board want to handle it? We're already 2 months into 2017. It is a 2017 contract. They'd like to have some certainty from the town of Candia. Board members, what's your preference? How do you want to handle this?
I'll move it for discussion.
Okay.
So I'll move the contract discussion. So.
I'll second it.
All right, we'll discuss.
The only question I have, how long we've used these guys? It says they haven't had a price increase as much as 6 years. Is that how long we've used them, or how long have we used Block 5?
Six years.
I would say, yeah. I studied their billing pattern going back to 2014. So that's 3 years. And then before that,
they came on in 2011.
They came in 2011.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're not going to make a presentation to us?
He can't. He's on vacation tonight. He was available to come in last Friday, but he's gone today. So,
I felt okay with the 2017 number. I think my concern, and I'm glad that was cleared up, was 2018 and 2019, and those seem like steady, pretty big increases.
They were.
So I was, so to see that we're not going to be addressing that, I'm okay with that. So, and it sounds like we have a good relationship and talking, the office and that. So I'm good with this. Melissa. If anyone has other questions, I'm willing to wait, but I seem like it's okay. To me, it's okay.
So what's your thing?
What did Arlen, have for questions or comments or whatever?
Well, she wondered if we had a contract with them. They wanted to know how fast our data is accumulated because they charge us for storing data. Mm-hmm. So what happens, the town never deletes any records. So every month we're paying to store all the data that we've compiled in the previous month and the previous year. So her concern was that in 20 years, you're going to be paying a lot of money just to store data that you probably don't need. And their basic question was, are we happy with their service? And are they responsive to our needs? And Andrea and Donna are both happy with them. Karen Merchant up at the police department, they service a lot of their software. They're quite happy with them. I don't know how you can improve on this contract. I don't think you're going to get a better price from anybody.
Well, the storage, you don't have to address it this evening, but that's something that should be what is all being stored on there.
That's right. I mean, someday we have to have a policy, whether we're going to just keep storing stuff on that server forever and ever.
Well, I mean, if we don't use it after a period of time, it depends on what, I mean, police might want to keep records. That's something in that manner. But for us, I don't know. I'd like to just address that at a future.
Right. Well, maybe when he comes back to address the 2018 contract, if you're saying it's not an issue right now in terms of cost, but so what it looks like is maybe in consultation either with him or with someone else, we look at a policy and somehow we do some long-term archiving so that we're not paying as much, and whether there's like some sort of solid state backup or something along those lines.
I think
lines.
We can probably look at our own people saying, what are we storing and what don't we reference?
We store everything. Yeah.
And then okay.
Sometimes that's not a bad idea.
No.
Well, it depends upon what it is. I don't, where is it at?
Yeah.
You
know. So, but maybe for another time.
Russ, what do you think?
I agree with what you're saying. I've never, people that are using it like it, and the prices are the same that was approved last year at the same costs. I'd say we stay with it.
No, I don't think they're the same.
I thought they aren't?
No.
They've gone up after 6 years of staying the same price.
Okay, but this is the same cost as last year is what you're saying.
That's not.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, I didn't bring all that, but it's in the minutes, actually, how far it jumped.
Hey, I made a graph. This is what it looks like. That's how much they're, this that's the trend. So it's these people,
hasn't been the same price for 6 years at all.
2016, we paid $1,491.70 a month. 2017, they're proposing $1,925.70 a month. So it went up around
five.
What was it last year? You said
$1,491.70.
So 500.
Mm-hmm. It's going up about 435.
Right.
A month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's quite a big percentage.
It is.
Leak. That was, I guess, my question. And I don't work with these people one way or the other, so I don't have any type of a thing to judge it by. I had another question as far as whether they can work or it's going to cost us the $200 or whatever an hour or the $95 or $120 an hour to tie this system in with the new state system for the town clerk so we can open that second window. That was one of my questions because it gives a per hour price if that's something that was going to be extra and or if they could even do that. That's why I had asked the town clerk at the last meeting if this is something that Block 5 handles, are they able to handle it?
We got an answer to that.
Oh, good.
They can handle it. They're willing to donate a computer terminal. They'll solve our problems back there. They said more storage is not going to handle it. The terminal won't handle it. But they're willing to work with us to get that second terminal in the town clerk's office up and running. And they're willing to donate a terminal to take the place of that one there.
But not the 100 or 125 an hour. They're going to donate a terminal, a physical terminal?
Well, I don't know how much wiring is involved. I don't understand what it takes to install a new terminal and get the thing up and running.
That's why I wish that we had him here to
speak
to a representative.
Do you want to have a delegation to go talk to this guy during the week, answer these questions, and come back with a recommendation to this board, which I thought we were doing at our last meeting?
Well, he was supposed to make a presentation at this meeting. That's what
he's
I decided.
On vacation this week.
I understand that. Believe me, I think we're all trying to head out here. So, I'm not disputing that.
You can come to the next meeting. Is that something, or do you not want to wait?
Yeah, I just would like to have the answers from someone who knows. I don't want to tie up the board's time anymore with a delegation or whatever.
I feel like if that's one question, I think it's a legitimate question, but if it's the only question amongst everything else, and we seem like we get good service, and the number, while it does go up, if it's in line from what we got someone that's independent saying, that those numbers are actually pretty much in line for this type of services that are offered, I'm okay with this contract. And I do think some of it gets mitigated by the donation of a terminal and a computer, because
a terminal and a computer?
Computer terminal, it's the same. Yeah. I believe that's the same. Yeah.
Well, no, a computer is different from a terminal. I mean, I thought you meant the wiring for to get that computer running. What are they donating?
A computer.
A computer.
That computer in there is obsolete. And even if they put memory in there, he's saying that there's
it's too old.
Okay.
It's a Studebaker.
It's not going to matter how much.
Okay,
RAM.
So that's where Arlen disagrees. She thinks it just needs RAM.
Right. Yeah, right. But they went
and
he said it's just
too old.
Okay. Yeah, they said it was too old.
But to mitigate that, he's giving us a free computer.
Right.
So.
But we don't know how much to hook it up.
I'm not sure.
Because if you can buy a computer for $400 and it costs us $7 or $8 to hook it up, to me it's kind of.
Well, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't do that to us. So.
Oh, I'm not saying. I mean, they have every right to. They've quoted what their rate is, and I just don't want to second guess and be hit with something else that we're not aware of.
Well, what if we do? We accept the contract. Subject to clarification, what is the cost of the computer? Are they hooking it up? Are they?
I'm agreeable to that.
Okay. Why don't we approve the contract subject to them donating the computer and getting the thing up and running?
Well, in answering, I mean, we have just a couple of questions, but I mean, we've been paying them, so it's not like they're out their money.
Right.
So I just, I just want to make sure. And again, I have no problem with anybody and what they do. I have no idea who they are, don't care.
What was your idea then, Ross?
To basically accept this and have them prepare what they're going to do.
Okay.
And what it's going to, if there's an extra cost that we're going to either have to say, yeah, we want to do that or not at that point.
Okay.
I know it's important for that. Window being open, Sue's just mentioned that. That's what we want to do, but I think we want to look at what is the costs involved in that, and if it's basically, we looked at, there's some wash at that point.
Okay.
Like you're saying, you know, we'll contract for what we're doing now, is what I'm saying, is this contract is for what we're doing now, and then add, listen to what that is.
All right.
And so, I would assume he could make a short presentation or be available next. I mean, he'll keep getting paid.
No, he said he could.
So if he could do that, I would prefer.
All right. Let's bring
and
him
Scott
in
might be here to hear it also. Yep. So.
All right. So you want to defer this until?
I mean, we'll keep paying our bill. Let's put it that way.
And the only question that I had while this conversation was, are we paying the 2016 rate right now? Or are we paying? I assume we're paying the 2016 rate.
Do you know, I haven't figured that out.
Well, Donna's going to check on this.
I'll ask Donna.
Go retroactive.
Well, and you know what? When I wasn't sure about that, then that's why I went to your side of the argument. It's like, I don't even know if we're paying 2016 or 2017. I'm willing to wait the 2 weeks.
All right. We'll bring him in 2 weeks.
All right. So we'll see him in 2 weeks. So thank you.
Okay. Ralph, do you have some changes to the solid waste ordinance you want to present?
Yes. Article 2, General Provisions, Item G, and change it to, this is suggested,
it's out of context.
Energy Committee speak on it.
Russ, you want to have a representative from the committee speak to these? Cindy?
No, I don't.
No, we're fine.
Okay. Al's not here.
The sentence should read, "The center has authority to refuse the use of the facility to anyone without a sticker unless prior approval has been obtained by the Board of Selectmen." Mm-hmm. That's going to be eliminated. It is suggested that this provision be deleted, as recycling center staff has experience and knowledge to make the proper decisions without going through an extended process. So that is going to be eliminated. Item G will be eliminated.
Okay.
Article 3, use regulations. Item B, it reads and lists, and all we're saying is it should state recycling is mandatory.
Okay.
And then we have our brochure that spells out everything else. Okay. So that's, it's just basically we're eliminating some verbiage and basically cleaning it up at that point.
Mark, do you have any questions on that?
No. I looked it over. I'm okay with that. No.
Is there a motion to approve these changes to the solid waste ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Sue. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye. And I'm going to suggest at this point, anytime that we make any revisions to anything, we mark down revised and date on anything that we do. That's with this idea. Board.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Mark.
What is it, 8:30 already?
No.
Oh, jeez. Weekly payroll and accounts payable manifest. Payroll manifest for the 23rd of February, $14,481.22. For the 2nd of March, $24,672.49. For a payroll subtotal of $39,153.71. Accounts payable, 23rd of February, $60,363.34. The 2nd of March, $35,292.99 for an account subtotal of $95,656.33 for a grand total payroll of accounts of $134,810.04.
I so move.
What are you moving?
The $134 and...
Dollars?
The what? The payroll and accounts payable. For $134,810.04.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mark. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Next item on the agenda are minutes from February 15th, 2017. Andrea got them out last week, Wednesday or so. Andrea?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Said, emailed them to us. Here's the hard copy. Have you had a chance to look at Boulder, so?
Yeah, I just have a correction.
Sure. Oh, hold on.
Or clarification.
Let me find my minutes.
Where are you?
Page 4. It's in that first full paragraph, about 7 or 8 lines down.
Okay. What is your clarification?
Yeah, it said, Selectman Young said, you can spin whatever you want, whatever way you want. I'm saying what I did was not illegal, what you did was, and I was addressing Mr. Chivers.
Okay.
And then it says here, she accepted his apology and she knew it wouldn't happen again. I've listened to the tape several times. Number one, the correction or clarification is that Mr. Chivers has never accepted responsibility for doing this, nor apologized. And I didn't say I knew it wouldn't happen again. I don't know who made that statement. So I just want to make sure that's clear, because I did have a couple of people contact me on that who are at the meeting.
Okay.
All right. Any other changes?
Not that.
Russ, did you have any? Mark? Is there a motion to accept the minutes as amended by Mrs. Young?
Just on page 6, it's a minor, just tried to find it. three quarters way down. It's lights on the hill, not light, on high.
Lights on the high.
That's just the minor.
I see it.
Typo.
Yeah.
It's a typo.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Yep. Like the seventh line up.
Yeah.
Is that all you have, Mark?
That's all I have. Yes.
I'll move them as amended.
Mark, move the minutes as amended. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Under other business, Katie, Garden Club is here?
Yes, they are.
Boy, in force, too. Okay. So you've already, Donald, you want to present your request, please, to the board?
Sure, I don't mind. The board member should have got a letter from Lorraine. Is that correct?
Yep.
We were informed that the concession stand would be available for usage, and the Garden Club would like the Board of Selectmen to consider us to use that. I did, as a courtesy, email Scott, because I know that he has Parks and Recs, and I just didn't want to step on anyone's toes. And this is a note from him saying that he was totally in acceptance of that. So, and I also had contact with Mark Heon, who is CYAA Board of Directors.
Yeah.
And he said if the board does grant us permission, we want to go over there Saturday, start clearing it out. He'll meet us over there, take whatever he wants. If not, he would be willing to donate it either, and we could donate it to the Moore School or the swap shop for the kids less fortunate. If not, Mark said, if you want to sell it, and then make a donation to the town.
All right.
So.
And Dave, you've looked this over and...
Yeah, it looks good. It's a good plan.
Okay.
Get that all cleaned out. I can't imagine what we're going to sell. I think in Scott's email, he wants to hang on to that Coke machine and try to sell that.
Okay.
It's not really in the way. It's sort of built into the wall. We'll just leave that there, get rid of everything else.
And that'll give the Garden Club enough room for... What are you keeping there, Donna? What are you...
All the plant signs, the storage of the items that we need. We have ribbon and decorations for the Christmas wreaths, for anything that we, do around town. Things like that.
Like, I was thinking rakes and shovels and that kind of stuff? No, I mean, Garden
Club? No, we basically carry our own in our cars when we do, like, the Butterfly Garden or this garden or Exit 3 or the Monument.
Okay. Any questions from the board, Mark?
No.
I think it's a
great use of a building.
Yeah. Great use of property.
Yep. Somebody want to make a motion to approve the Katy Garden Club's request to use the CYA facility? Sue?
Yeah.
You want to second that? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Well,
she wants a date. She wants a date to expedite this effective immediately.
Well, the other thing, just to take into consideration, we have two members that are moving very, very soon, and that's where the 99% of our storage is. So we're on a crunch line. Judy next door is leaving by the middle of April, and Jan on Merrill needs her stuff moved into the barn where our stuff is so that the realtor could show her house. So we would like to expedite this right away. Andrea has a key. We're ready to go in there Saturday and start knocking it out.
Good. Okay.
That's fine with us.
All right. Everybody's sure.
Cool. Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Okay. Mark, do you want to go over the schedule for election day?
Yes. Okay. So I know that two of the five members of the board will not be able to be a part of election day. One because he's a candidate, the other one because you're going to be in the Caribbean. Sounds awesome. So what I'm going to do is email to Scott and to Russ the schedule for that day to see what days they can fill. I know state law now also allows us to have people that can be proxy for other selectmen. So I don't know if you guys want to think of somebody that could fill in the spaces. What I can also do is I'm going to be there all day. So I'll be there from 6 to 7 all day. I'll find out what Scott can do. I'll find out what Russ can do, and then I'll see what else needs to be done.
I filled out on that sheet that's in there.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll look at that.
And I probably could get some other out.
Well, I got to email Scott because he's in Florida right now. So I'll find out, and if I need any more, I'll reach out to Boyd, and I'll reach out to Sue and see if they can find somebody that can be a proxy.
I know I can't be in there. Should I get a proxy?
Well, it's not like that person's going to be then, like, holding a sign for you inside.
No,
it's just a body to be just an observer.
Is it my obligation to find a substitute for me?
No, I just want to make sure we have some coverage.
Okay.
I'm going to be there all day. I'd like to have, like, try to have two people there. And it's a new space.
Is that, I know one other time we're supposed to have
All of us.
All of us, I was going to say.
It's always been all of us, and now we're in a bigger space, so it probably should be all of us.
Well, as well.
Or five.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do, yeah, we'll do the best we can with what we have.
Right.
Sue, are you going to be there?
No.
She's going to be on a plane.
And all my friends are going to be campaigning, so it's hard for me to get someone to go in and, because you can't say anything.
No, you can't. I'll look around. Let me find out what Scott can do. I'll see what yours says, and then I'll make it work.
All right.
Okay.
So you don't want me to find a...
Not right now. Don't worry about it right now. I'll figure it out. The other thing is, Candia Conservation Commission has asked that at the second meeting of the month to give a quick and dirty about what happened there. I think the only real thing of note that came out of that was the Conservation Commission was hoping that after the elections to have kind of a regulatory board's work session so that any new members or members can kind of just get together and, you know, just get it, you know, kind of like a refresher on different laws and rules in regarding to regulatory boards. That was their request. I don't know what sort of how you have to post that or how that works or how that would go about. I think that was just a request from the board to look at because they feel like that they want to certainly play a more prominent role as a part of working with the planning board and the zoning board on things. So that was their request. I will talk to the outgoing chair of the planning board, and I will talk to the chair of the zoning board about this as well. So.
Okay.
Question, candidates night, when is that in time?
Because it's not done by this board, but if I know it's at 7 o'clock on Thursday at the library.
6 or 7.
They moved it.
6:30.
Say, oh, they moved it?
They're going to 6:30 today.
I don't have my calendar. Once in my life, I don't have my calendar, and I need it.
Carlton,
can we
schedule for March 7th at 6:30?
March 7th. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Whoa. And
where is it held? In that little room in the library?
I don't know.
Well, it depends on how many people show up. So.
Yeah, but we have a lot of contested races.
They could put in the periodicals.
Okay. Here we go. Yep. March 7th at 6:30 at the library. An invite on Facebook.
And one more announcement, the Candia's master plan is going to be revealed Wednesday night in a public hearing before the planning board. There's a paper copy available in the land use office, and it's been posted on the website. Any public comments?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the dumpster is being donated.
Yep. Waste Management is going to donate a dumpster for our cleanup campaign. All we have to do is give them the dates.
Right.
They want to hit week's notice, so we're waiting for the Heritage Commission to...
Well, it's going to be that month as well.
The whole month.
Yeah.
So we'll park
it out
there.
It's going to be
out
back again.
Yeah.
So that's just great.
Yes, we'll put it right out there where the sand pile is.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. The 20-yard dumpster, is that what we had last year?
I think that's all we had. Yeah. 15 or 20.
Yep.
Yeah. We didn't...
It wasn't big enough.
Nah. No, it was big enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was plenty big enough.
Let's hope it isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best thing to be is it's heaped.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything under?
I just have a couple. I wanted to respond to you. We checked on the pole on Brown Road.
Oh, yeah.
It is not being paid for by the town and has nothing to do with the town. So we're all set there. The other thing that I had brought up at the last meeting, or we had brought up, was the HR person. And you had offered to take that, and I appreciate that. I did have a couple of people call and ask that I keep the lead on that, and I'm going to do that. So what I did is, why? Is that okay?
Kind of been doing work on that.
Oh, you have? Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I was. It's still early. I reached out to Tim Fortier over at New Hampshire Municipal Association, got some RFPs. I've been doing some research on that, and then I think...
What are RFPs?
Request for proposals.
Oh, okay.
So,
to look at,
you know, and just going through that process. I can certainly keep you in the loop on that and what I have. I was going to do that once I did a little more research, because I just got that email today, but a little more research, and then to say, okay, this is what these certain towns have done, towns that are bigger than ours, and then go from there. So I'll keep this board in the loop on what's happening, kind of like we did with the outdoor lighting setup. You know, after I get a couple of calls, I'll follow up, and if anyone has any questions, I can ask those questions of people. So.
Okay. Well, I guess I think I'm a step beyond that because I had called the Municipal Association, and they had given me a name of a resource.
Is that the one in Meredith?
No. I did speak to that person in charge of that, and there are a couple of ways that they do this. And she was very open, since I had done a lot of the work on the data prior to budgetary time or prior to December. She was very, they can use that, they don't mind, they don't have to do that. We made some discussions. Typically, they'll do a wage and classification study where they evaluate positions, fill out questions, update job positions, things like that. They solicit also from comparative communities, not larger cities, but communities. They might not be physically adjacent to us, but the size that we have. They also can look at a point factor system that measures internal equity, things like that, experience, education, etc. And they can come up for a recommendation for classification plan, such as grade and salary range. The cost for that is approximately $350 to $375 per position. So what she said to me is, if there are six patrol men, that still only counts for one position. So you know what we have budgeted, that's not going to go too far. The other thing we discussed...
Except when we're doing the police, because they're on a matrix, right?
It doesn't matter. They still are part of the... They still have to follow our policy.
Oh, I understand that, but my understanding was that we were going to look at the 16 positions that were non-police. That was my sense back in September, that the police have their own matrix and schedule, right, that we weren't going to... So my sense is the police were exempt from this, that we were... And that was... Yeah. That was the number, we were talking on the number of 16.
Oh, so you're not talking about any part-timers?
I wasn't talking about any police officers. I wasn't talking about the police department.
We don't have 16 employees other than police. We have part-timers.
We have part-timers as well, yes. But and that's something I know that was important
to
you.
We have, 33 employees?
I believe. Would have to look.
But here's the thing. I know part-timers were important to you.
Well, I think the part-timers, they're an employee. They should be...
Right.
There's a classification for
right.
it, wherever
exactly.
they're doing things, definitely.
So I guess what I was presenting to this young lady was a little bit broader, encompassing thing. And this is actually called, and it might be an option we want to think about, but she is going to come and make a presentation to the entire board. It's if you use the HR company, it's an hourly rate if you use it other than per position for that other thing that I told you about. We can also do what's called an HR audit. And that, they go over payroll, job descriptions, policies, which is a real big area. They look at benefit structures and everything like that. Full and part-time are all our employees, not just some and not the other. She looks at our employee policies, or they do, the company does. And that, she said, especially where I've done some work on the other data, might be a lot more cost effective. And again, you know what we budgeted, which isn't a whole lot. So with your permission, I will ask her to come and make a presentation. And when we were talking about this, she said she's going to, I said, is there any way you can tell me what services specifically you offer for an audit? Because it can get as detailed or as simple as you want. You might have them come in and say, just look at our policy. Look at it legally, look at it and things like that. So she's going to send me a checklist, and we can put what our priorities are. So it might be salary and wage, might be first, classification might be second. So we can go by our priorities. And she said, we will work with you. She said, if you say this year, let's work on the wages and the benefits, and then next year, maybe we can afford to go into a classification structure or update the job descriptions or like that. She said, maybe next year you can afford to do that. So it appeared to me, and I don't want to prejudice the board without her making a presentation, that might be something that we want to look into, where we can pick and choose what our priorities are. And so again, she will be forwarding that, or she will be emailing that checklist, and you can all get a copy and see what you think. And then probably, I would assume at a board meeting, either the next one or the one after that, it might be something where everybody numbers 1 through 10 what the priorities are. And maybe we we ask the employees, what are your priorities? I mean...
Well, I think we get into...
Not doing that?
No, we're... It's our job, what their priorities are. We should know what their priorities are.
Okay.
We have job descriptions now for employees, so what
she
I'm saying is...
She said they might have to be updated, she wasn't
Well, no,
sure.
I think that's something that we should definitely... I don't know when, again, some of them were written at that point. But there are 16 people besides...
Employees.
Employees, not including police.
Right.
Well, let me be clear. Now, are you going to do this or is he going to do it?
Well, I've been, again, I did, the reason I'm staying involved is the request of a couple of people.
But that was not the request of this board of selectmen.
What did we say? You said you were willing to help.
And I was, and this board had directed me to do that.
That's okay, right. and that's great. I don't mind collaborating.
And what I'm going to do is defer it to you because you've done a ton of groundwork, and it sounds like you're in the right direction on this.
Okay.
In the future, please communicate that to this board so we don't duplicate efforts.
And I apologize. I did tell Andrea when I didn't remember. I said I was going to send the number to both of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize then you were going to go do all this, which was good work. I don't want to take away from the good work you've done.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that because I was starting to do work. It's a good thing I hadn't gone overly too far on this. I'm just saying in the future. I know you talk communication's a big thing with you. It's just, I just, in the future, just kind of, yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
cool.
And I apologize.
That's fine. And I'm happy to defer to.
What's the name of the company?
New Hampshire Municipal Municipal Resources Incorporated, New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's the one out of Meredith.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So you're on that, Sue?
Yeah.
And you're going to bring it
back? Yeah, I will honor their request. I will do that. And I do think it's probably my responsibility to do that since I started the whole thing happening. So,
all right.
Well, between Russ, you know, between us as far as, she said it's important that the employees know that we're working on it. And that's one thing I did want to communicate tonight, if any of them read the minutes or listen to the tapes, that we are going to get this done. It's another thing that, you know, hopefully before my tenure is over, we will get this done. And, you know.
Well, I think everyone on this board is determined this is important, I mean, for various different reasons.
Is it your intention to revise the matrix for the police department, too?
Nothing's my intention.
Okay,
it's up to the board.
I think we would want to talk to the chief before we even get near.
Well, nothing's my intention. This is just a resource,
and
I think what the board will have to do is decide what and how much we want done and at what price we can afford as a board. That's not anything that I would ever speak for the board on.
Well, you had said that this person is willing to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And down the road, is that something that should be pursued to have that person come in and give us a more in-depth...
When will you be back from your vacation?
Well, remember, when I made this presentation at our last meeting, I had already spoken to the Municipal Association.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is what... This is the company they had given me. So this is what I'm going with at this point. And I'll be back the 26th. Is that a Sunday?
I don't
have my calendar.
That's
I
a
thought
Sunday.
This was going to be short and sweet.
It's
I
a
just
Sunday.
The 26th of March, right?
Yeah it's Sunday. A Sunday. I'm back Sunday for the
so
meeting Monday.
The
I don't miss
Monday.
Any meetings.
Yeah.
Can you, before you leave, can you get in touch with them and make arrangements for them to
For sure. If that's what the board was for.
You want to do that presentation on the 27th of March?
Yeah. Is that possible?
Okay, yeah. And she's very flexible. She was calling from Florida herself. So.
Okay.
So you'd like a March 27th presentation?
Yeah.
And again, this is an HR company.
All right. Great.
And I apologize, Mark, if I thought when I didn't send the number, you probably figured, well, let's wait and see.
I got a copy of the number. And so no problem, just for the future.
Do you have anything else?
Did the poll, I did that. Oh, sign placement. Again, a couple more calls. I don't know if it's because it's almost March or what the problem is, but people are complaining about sign placements. I believe there is a law concerning that, and I think it's 664.17, and that anything that's placed on a governmental property, whether it's like at the post office or the courthouse or any places like that, you need specific written approval from that facility, okay? as far as anything placed on Candia's town roads and like that, or property, you need permission from the selectmen. I don't know as anybody's asked, nor do I haven't even had time to go around town and see where they're located. I just said that I would bring it up tonight and make sure that everybody's aware of that rule, so that people aren't just sticking signs willy-nilly throughout the town.
Well, you mentioned the courthouse. That's not court property.
Yeah,
that's a private.
It is.
No, it's rented.
But it's leased by the court.
Let me understand. You're saying that we can't put a sign along a town road on if we have permission from somebody to put it on their property?
Oh, for sure, on their property. That's what, and I would urge people to put it on in front of people's houses versus just.
Well, like in a triangle, on say Crowley, Depot Road and Langford Road. There's a triangle there.
Okay.
I have a sign here. Carlton's got a sign there.
I'm sure that the other candidates for other offices will have signs there.
Oh, I'm sure they will too. And again, I don't know if it's getting to be March or what the story is. Well, I've had more than three calls on this. I just said that I would bring it up and make people aware.
What is it? Let them come to the board and see what they're coming about. I'm sorry, this hearsay is, I'm tired of somebody saying they've come to, I want that person to come in or writing, and maybe it was on their property and they were not. Last year, there were some people that said some signs were put on my property and I don't want them on that for anywhere near. So I don't know what the situation is, so we have to get a clarification of what the request is.
Okay, I am going to defend the residents or community members in this case. There is a lot of feeling that there might be retaliation or things like that, not just with this board, but other boards. And some people do not feel comfortable speaking up. I respect that. When I ran to represent them. And if somebody asks me something, I'm not going to promise I'm going to change it, because I can't make that promise. I'm part of a board. I'm not going to say I'll do this and that and then not do it. I'm going to bring it to the board, and the board can speak about it itself. If you prefer that I respond to these community members and tell them that they have to come in themselves, he or she has to come in themselves, then I will do that. I won't be happy about it, but I will do that. Some people just don't want to go before any boards.
Well, what about a...
I gotta tell you, it's not nearly as bad as previous years. This year's been pretty tame.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, this is nothing like past years. It's been pretty tame.
It's not on YouTube yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's other ways of doing it. I mean,
we got another week or so. We got another week to have that happen.
No, I gotta tell you, it seems like, I mean, plus there's also, if it is a legitimate issue, they can also go to the police. I mean,
there you go.
My feeling is that I think it's been pretty good this year. I've been actually pleased that like 95% of the signs seem to be on properties this year. I know they've popped up over the last couple of weeks. I totally get the concerns that some may have. And I think if there is a legitimate concern about properties that might, signs that are on properties that may not be necessary, then like I said, I think that they should bring it to Chief McPherson, because I know I'm not going to touch them, regardless of who it is.
No, that's not our job.
No, I know. So no,
I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention. That way it's in the minutes, it's on the tape, that people know that they should be referring to this RSA, I guess, before they go around planting things. And I would urge them to put them in front of houses or places where they have gotten permission. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm going to say this thing with the courthouse. I had called the landowner last year and asked about permission, and was given to it, and it's truthfully is his property, and not they lease it, but it's his property. So I mean, I think that would be a total gray area, and I'm not, I don't, there are certain places, yes, that I agree that they may not be proper, but otherwise.
Yeah, and I was just using that for an example of a I'm trying to think of other places. I don't think,
so,
I mean, they can't stick them on this lawn without permission. Well, I mean, I don't know if the pond is, I don't know how it goes, to tell you the truth. I just said I bring it up to the board. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. That's all I'm doing.
All right, do you have a concern with the signs that are on, like, street sides?
I don't have any concern.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I'm not representing myself.
No, no, I know. I know you're talking about citizens.
I don't know what anybody does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just to bring that, maybe to make people aware of the law.
Every year, it seems like I'm the one that deals with that. So if you get any calls, defer to me.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much, Dave.
What do you tell people, Dave? I mean, we got signs up in these triangles.
I try to calm them down first.
Exactly.
They're gonna be there for a couple of weeks and they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, cut them a little slack. If they're nailed on telephone poles, I have to have them taken down. I call the candidate and whatnot. For the most part, it goes on for 2 weeks and then they're gone.
That's what I said. I think we're getting close to March and everybody's getting...
It'll be okay.
Okay.
So, I'm not worried about it.
Is this board going to take any action on this?
No, I just want... It's informational only. I'm not asking for any action.
No, I think that's good. They don't have to come... Going to the board, I don't think... Put it on your shoulder.
You're a big shoulder, too.
Public comments? Anybody have anything? Mr. Hall?
Hey, Al.
Al Hall, Adams Road, Candia. Given that Wednesday, the 1st of March, Sean James, chairman of the planning board, in effect will be retiring from the planning board. His term is up and has not chosen to run. I think it most appropriate for the Board of Selectmen to, at minimum, recognize his many years of service, and especially to the countless hours that he has put in to update the master plan, and hopefully will. And I think that it would only be appropriate for this board to, at some point, recognize Chairman James's countless hours and service to this town.
Is that when, March 1st, is that when you talked about the master plan? So we could, I think, you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Acknowledging his service at that point would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And we'll publish it in, if we can get a local paper, the hours that a person has put the time in.
All right.
I mean, I appreciate anybody that...
Okay, Al. We'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Certificate, is that good?
Yeah,
certificate, good.
All
right.
That'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll present them Wednesday
night.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Any other comments? Well, Ray, you can store your stuff over in the CYA building. You weren't here for that. Hey.
No.
Thank you.
No natural fertilizer, please.
Yeah.
We're going to start our own seed factory over there and stuff.
And on that note, move to adjourn.
You have to do the bathroom school, Ray. Right?
Is there a motion to adjourn?
He made one, didn't he?
Second it back.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
All right.
Who's going to be the key?